He's like, I'm French. Buy some. I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent? Anyways, if there is such thing as a baking soda sensitivity, you have it. Hey, you probably have. I'm just saying. It's fine. They have a baking soda free version.
He just coffee? Added to the sickness lasagna.
Sickness lasagna? What? Welcome back to Binge Rich. We are Binge Rich. And it's time for a quick little episode.
Tell me before we get into everything. What's your week been like? You got a haircut recently? Your haircut looks great.
Oh, thank you. That is no news.
You look cute.
What are we doing this podcast for then? Anyways, what's up, babe?
Oh, I'm just trying to find some organic socks for you.
Oh, yeah.
Some organic shirts because we've got to get you out of these polyester clothes because it's poison. So I've been doing that, trying to find that for you. I think I have a baking soda sensitivity because...
What?
Because I use this deodorant called Primally Pure, and it's the unscented version. But I had like this rash all of a sudden. I just started to break out.
We're talking about rashes on the show now.
Yeah, I started to break out with this rash in my pits.
Ew.
And so I had to... Hey! So I had to get in touch with them and be like, hey, I've got like this rash. What can be done here? And they were like, oh, well, we have this new improved baking soda free version. You could just have a sensitivity to baking soda. You can do like a return exchange and we'll send you the free baking soda version. So I'm waiting and waiting for that to come in.
We'll see. I mean, if there is such thing as a baking soda sensitivity, you have it.
That's so rude.
Hey, you probably have it. I'm just saying. It's fine. They have a baking soda free version.
So I'm excited about that. I did order some new socks for myself by Harvest and Mill, and they're the coziest socks ever.
Not a sponsor. Not a sponsor yet. We're open to it.
Harvest and Mill, if you can hear me. Please sponsor this show.
Sponsor the show.
We also had a nice little snow flurry recently. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It snowed.
You loved it because you love the cold, because you're Viking.
It just snowed a little. I just need more snow.
You're my little French Viking.
Yeah, me little. I'm not French or little.
You are French. Your dad, last Thanksgiving, remember your dad was like, oh yeah, we have a little bit of French in us too. And he told this whole big story about what your great, 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 grandfather like sailed around and dropped off the map for a little bit and then popped back up and he was like, hey everybody, now I'm gonna
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent? Anyways,
you've got French hair, but you do have French Viking hair? Beard. Yeah, like your hair does that
hair
little thing.
French? What?
Yeah, your hair looks French.
All right,
but your eyebrows and your...
I don't know why you want me to be French. So
why would I not want you to be French?
I don't know. I don't understand.
The French are great. They love butter. They love croissants.
Okay. Do they love smoked meats?
Probably.
All right. Fine. Then that's fine. I'll be French for you.
Thank you.
Give me the... What are the clues? What show are we talking about?
Okay, before we get into that, we have to talk about the person who was sitting next to me in Costco while I was waiting to get the tire patched after the tire went flat. This guy was so sick. And he was like, here, let me sit beside this perfectly healthy person and also get her sick.
Are you sick from him?
I don't think I'm only sick from him, but he just coughing? Added to the sickness lasagna.
Sickness lasagna? What? That's gross.
Yeah, because we went out of town a few months ago.
I don't want to think about
We went out of town a few months ago. The day we came back is when I started getting sick.
Okay.
And then this guy.
You said you were perfectly healthy just now.
Okay, so I was mildly healthy. I was doing okay. Like I was finally recovering from the first sickness.
Okay.
And then this guy just shows up out of nowhere. And he's like, yeah, or maybe it's all the germs that were inside of him. They saw me, like they could sense that there was a perfectly
after you. It's a conspiracy. All the germs are coming for you, and every person is just a vessel to deliver germs to you.
Okay, so this
is how do you know he's sick?
First of all, his ankles were so exposed.
What?
His ankles were so
what?
Okay.
What does ankles have to do with
it? Listen, if my grandmother saw his exposed ankles in this kind of weather and heard him cough the way that he did.
It's like 65 degrees.
It hasn't been 65 degrees. It was
65 degrees yesterday. What are you talking
about? But this didn't happen yesterday. This didn't happen yesterday. This happened like a week and a half ago.
When it was 55 degrees?
Anyways, you guys, what's wrong with people that they can't, like if you're so sick that your cough sounds wet.
If you're so sick that your ankles are exposed. What? Okay, he had a wet cough.
He had a disgusting wet cough. And he was sitting like 12 inches away from me.
Man, that's the thing over COVID. COVID made it like, made people scared to cough in public. There was less coughing in public.
But it's
coming back. It's sneaking back where people are just like willy-nilly.
Oh, yeah.
Coughing everywhere. It's just disgusting. Like, it's okay to cough in public again.
Do you remember? You've got to remember when we got sick with COVID, we had this little cough. And I got on the phone with my mom and I was like, yeah, we're having a great time being out of town, hanging out with people. But we have this cough. And my mom told me, she was like, at that moment, I knew that you had caught COVID.
Yeah.
But but she was like, I'm not going to tell her. Because I know she's gonna, I know she's gonna freak out. So my mom didn't tell me. And she just waited and waited. And she was right. It turns out we had COVID. You had the worst case of the chills. I've never seen a grown man shiver. You shivered.
Okay. Thank you.
What?
Okay.
So I guess we say all that to say, if you have a wet cough, just stay home. If you have a wet cough.
Go do stuff.
No,
it's just allergies.
I have never had allergies.
So this guy
that sound
sat
like that.
Next to you and was constantly wet coughing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's gross.
It was disgusting. I was so.
What did you move?
I did, and then he got up off of the vent.
No way.
Okay. Anyway.
He chased you.
No.
He followed you.
He did not follow me. Anyways, I guess like I just would appreciate if for the people who are sick out there who have wet coughs. Please just wear a mask or just don't go out because.
Just stay home and binge.
Yeah, stay home and binge. Stay home and be cozy.
Just binge the shows. Just binge this podcast.
Yeah.
Stay home.
Yeah.
Don't cough on my wife anymore.
Yeah, we can't get COVID again. It was the worst. I've never had phlegm that thick before in my entire life. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die. Remember, I had to breathe over the pot of the pot of hot water. Yep, and
that was rough.
I had to ask you to. Like, stand there and watch me because I was afraid I was going to suffocate.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, it was bad.
So what else?
I'm ready for the quiz.
Okay. Tailored suits. Close. Bottles of... Shoot. That's going to give it away for sure.
I got it. I know what it is.
Dang it.
All you got to say is bottles. I know what it is.
Tell me.
But give me the... No, give me the hints so they can keep guessing.
Carriages, siblings.
Tell
it. Tell it if you know it.
No, you have more hints? For the listeners, babe.
Okay. Bottles, siblings, tailored suits. Barrels?
Yeah, barrels and bottles. It's House
Water?
Of Guinness.
Yes. Yes.
Water. It's House of Guinness.
What did you think of the show when we first started watching
My
it?
First thoughts were, hell yeah, a show about beer. Guinness is good.
Is it? I've never had
it's
it.
It's so good.
I'm more of a mimosa person myself. Or
you
Paloma.
You would hate Guinness. You would hate it. I'm going to make you drink some soon.
Beer just tastes like sparkling dirt water.
It is sparkling, delicious sparkling dirt water. That's what, well, coffee is dirt water. Yeah, you're right. Coffee is dirt water. Coffee's hot dirt water. Beer is sparkling dirt water.
Yeah.
And that's delicious.
So when we first started the show, I did feel like it was kind of slow, but as time went on, it actually got really funny.
I think you're only saying that because you fell asleep in the first episode, so we had to watch it again.
When did I fall asleep in the first episode? I do not remember that.
You fell asleep like 10 minutes in, so we had to watch the whole first
episode. Well, that's because...
And you're like, I've already seen this because you saw it in your sleep because you fell asleep. Anyways, very good show. I think it's it's a good show.
So the premise is there's four siblings and their father dies and they have to figure out who's going to keep the family business running. It's super intense. There's one daughter and three sons. One of the sons is ironically an alcoholic. The other one is a very dedicated son. He's super dedicated to like keeping the business alive. And the third brother is like, I don't really care. I mean, I kind of care, but I don't really care because I kind of just want to live my life and do whatever I want to do. And the sister, she's just kind of, I don't know what she's there. I feel like she kind of wants to keep the business alive, but she's more interested in spending special time with the foreman.
It's the perfect mixture of period piece, corsets, which you love. The dresses and stuff.
Yeah.
And the beer and beer jokes and history of beer and Guinness, which is actually pretty fascinating. And of course, the family drama and arranged marriages and gangster movie. So
yeah,
the gangsterness in the beer is what makes it for me. The dresses and the drama make it for you.
Make it for me. Yeah.
So you know it's going to be bingeable.
Yeah, I think I definitely thought it was really interesting how a lot of relatives started coming out of the woodwork after the father died. And they were like, oh, what am I going to get?
What am I going to get? Of course, this super rich guy.
Very interesting. It was also really interesting how liberal everybody was during that time. I just would have expected people to be more like buttoned up, prim and proper. But behind the scenes, people were wild.
You associate wild with liberal? What do you mean?
I mean, I don't mean liberal in the political sense. I just mean like just very free.
Yeah, they're rich people. They do whatever they want.
We'll see, like
just like always in history forever.
Yeah.
People with the most money do whatever they want.
I want to know, does the foreman with the red hair, I can't remember his name, but he starred in Grantchester. He's like the manager.
With the earring?
Yes, the guy with the earring. Does he actually love the sister? No. Oh my gosh, I just remembered he doesn't because... No,
wait, yeah, what?
Because he's having an affair.
He loves the wife.
He's having an affair with... What is that brother's...
The oldest brother's wife.
Wife.
Fake wife. Pretend wife.
Yeah.
Secret pretend wife.
So he loves her. And they got pregnant.
They got pregnant.
They got pregnant.
Pregnant.
They got...
Whoopsie.
And then what else is happening in the younger brother?
And they want to run off. And someday they're going to run off together. But he's he's holding them hostage.
Yeah. But she agreed. She agreed to this arrangement. So
what do you think about that? Can a woman do what the guy said and have relations without catching feelings?
I don't think so.
No, is it possible?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. Nope. Yep.
No. Yeah.
Yep. No.
She got feelings real hard.
It was hard and fast.
Yeah.
It did not last long. You kind of thought they had like a nice little friendship where they were like, oh, this marriage, they made it sound like, oh, maybe this marriage is going to work out because they're like besties, even though he's gay.
Yeah.
And they could make it work out, but that didn't last long.
Doesn't look like it.
Because she, you know, anyways.
So what do we think? Like, what was that one part of the show where I noticed that you had a very visceral reaction to the reading of the will and the stipulations that the father put in place. It was like, if one of the brothers puts a foot wrong, he forfeits everything.
Well, yeah, because they had an agreement. The night before the reading of the will, they had an agreement, and the oldest was like, I'm going to take my piece of the inheritance and go off and do my own thing with my boyfriend. And also he said he was like, I'll sell my portion to you, the middle brother, who's the guy actually passionate about the beer,
right?
Who wants to grow it and, you know, branch off to the U.S. and stuff. And they're like, cool, we'll do this. It's fine. Yeah, we've worked it out. It's great. And then the reading of the will, they specifically say, if you're not involved in the business, then you don't get any of the inheritance.
Do you think that's fair?
They're playing out the window. Fair? I mean, it's the guy. The Guinness, head Guinness boy who died, the head Guinness guy. Yeah, he can do whatever he wants with his money.
Does that mean
that? He can make whatever rules he wants. You could say, oh, yeah, it's not fair, but it doesn't matter. Like,
but does the brother gets absolutely nothing?
I mean, if that's what he wants to do, that's his prerogative.
But how is he going to survive?
Oh my God. Well, the younger brother got nothing. How's he going to survive?
He got nothing.
Oh no, he didn't get nothing. He got like a yearly stipend.
Yeah.
But
because his father said he didn't want to burden him with
burden him with the
complexities of the business
that come with wealth, because they knew he would just squander it all because
on alcohol
and
women probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and then he later said, someday maybe I'll thank him for it.
You know who I wish would get together? The redhead and the younger brother, because they actually like each other.
What?
Remember
the
youngest? Yeah. Do you remember that fiery, the youngest? The one who's the most passionate about the business?
He's not the youngest. Benjamin's the youngest.
Oh, I didn't know Benjamin was the youngest. I wish he would marry the redhead, the fiery redhead who's like...
Oh, yeah. They're going to get together for sure, right? That's what we think. That's what they're trying to set it up for, that they're going to get together. You know, they're total opposites from opposite. Wait. They're hooking up already.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing as like being a couple and being a force to reckon with together in business.
But they're hooking up already. I forgot. They're already hooking up.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. But I don't think he can do it.
But he married the other lady, right?
No, they're not married yet.
Oh, they're not married yet.
He tried to get her to dance with him.
They're getting married. They got married. You fell asleep at the end again. Did you fall asleep?
Oh my gosh, I didn't see the ending.
Oh my gosh, I was so mad.
You should have waited for me.
Mad.
You should have waited.
It made me, oh my gosh, the ending of the season made me so mad.
Do you want to just tell me or do you want me to watch?
No, I'm not telling you. You know what?
I'm over it. Was that bad? You're over the show?
I'm over it. Yeah, I'm done. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to watch. Yeah, well, they just like, they got to do these cliffhanger things where they don't wrap anything up and they got to hold you over to the next season so they can get their contracts for another season or whatever.
Yeah.
Probably. But they'll keep it going as long as they can. But it's a good show.
It's a really good show.
Bingeable. I don't know how historically accurate it is, but that's fine. They have good little nuggets of real beer, real beer facts in there. And they show you how to pour a Guinness and stuff. So
how do you pour a Guinness?
Just like you said. So you pour half the cup and you let it settle and then you pour the other half.
What does that even do?
It lets it settle. It lets I don't know. You'll have to watch that scene again. Huh. I'm not a beer scientist.
You're not?
No, I'm just a beer experiencer.
Connoisseur?
Somewhere between beer drinker and a beer connoisseur. Not quite a connoisseur, but more than just a beer drinker.
Yeah, you're more of a coffee connoisseur. You love.
More of a coffee drinker.
You're definitely a coffee connoisseur.
Can
you tell us why you slurp your coffee like that?
That's what you do. That's how you do it. That's how you taste it the best. It makes it taste better.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I like to quietly drink it.
Yeah, of course you do.
My grandmother, she would slurp her coffee like that, too.
Because that's why you do it.
She would use the percolator.
That's how it tastes the best. And you can drink it while it's hot, hot, hot when you slurp it. You can't just you can't just pour it down your gullet hot because it burns.
Well, that's a really good reason to drink it that way then.
I'm glad I could convince you.
I'm not convinced.
I'm glad I have your permission to drink it. Anyways, so House of Guinness. Cringeable or bingeable? 3, 2, 1.
Cringeable.
What? JK. What is, oh my gosh, you're just trying to rage bait. Seriously? You're rage baiting me on episode, whatever episode this is.
What is this? Yeah, episode 8?
Pure rage bait.
Episode 7?
I have no idea. I don't count. I just give my
look at you podcasting
takes, expert takes somewhere between. I'm somewhere between a watcher, more than a watcher, less than a critic. Anyways, yeah, it's a good show. Yeah. Anyways, that's it. Watch a show. Let us know whatever what other shows we need to watch. Till then, stay binge-rich. Oh. And also
stay
binge-rich. Also, what streaming service is House of Guinness on?
Netflix? It's from the makers of Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, it's the Peaky Blinders people. Probably the same places in the show.
Actually, I think one of the bars.
They have a crossover.
There was a bar that's in Peaky Blinders.
One of the bars was in both of them. It probably is.
It is. I'm almost certain.
So Netflix is on the way up. It's climbing up the power rankings a little bit.
I mean, they did great with Peaky Blinders. I love that show so much.
Peaky Blinders is good. And
Tommy Shelby and Grace.
So Netflix is creeping up the rankings.
They're creeping up.
I think Apple's still number one.
Apple is number one. But they'll stay number one for a long time.
They probably will.
So what are you looking forward to in the upcoming week before we go? Anything interesting happening?
No, nothing interesting.
No?
Nope. Nothing at all.
No?
Nope.
You just smoked some meats. Are you going to smoke some more meats?
Nope.
You smorked up. You smorked.
Smorked a morts. Yeah. You always smorking morts.
You smoked a pork butt?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm going to try making...
and a brisket.
Carnitas.
Carnitas.
Carnitas in the pot.
In the crock pot?
Just in the regular pot.
In the regular pot?
I'm going to try that today or tomorrow.
Are you talking about the stainless steel or are you talking about the Dutch oven?
The lodge.
Ooh, yeah. The lodge.
Yeah.
The lodge that we got when we first got married.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. I'm going to make some tacos. It's going to be good.
When?
Today or tomorrow?
Today.
Today? You want me to do it today?
No, I'm asking.
What?
I was asking.
Do you want me to do it today or tomorrow?
No, not necessarily.
So today or tomorrow? What do you do? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Okay, I got
it. Okay.
We're a bit rich. Bye.
Bye.